Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back to 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Barbara Friedberg back on the show. Barbara is a longtime, four-year, almost five-year member of our Brain Trust. She is a financial planning expert. She is a portfolio manager and chief financial officer extraordinaire. She has taught corporate financing at the MBA program. She's the author of Personal Finance, an encyclopedia of modern money management. She's also excellent at alliteration, and she's our good friend Barbara Friedberg. Welcome back.
Good to be on.
It's good to have you back, Barbara. Thank you very much. So, Barbara, I've heard a lot of people talking about tapping into their retirement plans in the last few months. And, you know, we've got the IRAs, we've got 401ks, the different kinds, got a number of other things. One of the things the government has done a good job over the years is giving people multiple opportunities, multiple categories of retirement plans. But putting money in and taking money out is a very technical potential tax moment transactions that I want you to talk about.
Well, your 401k is that account at work that you put money in every month and it's invested for you. And usually you can put in a couple hundred on up to $18,000 a year. And then that money grows and compounds while it's in the account. And when you retire, you got a nice fat nest egg for yourself. Mm-hmm. And it is one of the greatest gifts our government has given us. And if you're not investing in one now, you should be. And you can even set up a comparable type of account for yourself if you're in business for yourself, like a SEP IRA or a simple IRA.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So they're terrific accounts. And whatever you do, the best practice is to leave your money in there because that's helping you have money when you retire.
Mm-hmm. No question about it. But there are allowances for taking money out, right? And there's something called loans.
This is all determined
there are
by
loans
your,
and
by
withdrawals,
your,
right? There are two different kinds. Go tell us about it.
And this is all determined by your employer's plan. And the loan has certain provisions, and you can borrow money from your 401k, and then you pay it back. And when the money is borrowed, of course, it's not in that account growing and compounding and earning more money. So you've got to be aware of that. And second, you need to be aware that you pay the money back. If you do not, you are under age 59 and a half, you'll be liable for a 10% penalty and taxes on the money.
All right, so let's start. So I want you to say that whole thing, what you just said this just then. I want you to say it all over again now that we've got their attention. Say it again.
Okay, so a 401 loan is borrowing money literally from yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It is allowed or disallowed through your employer's plan. So you have to check with your employer.
It may or may
not be.
If
they have allowances for a 401k loan. When you borrow from your 401k, you'll pay interest, but it'll be interest to yourself. And you'll pay some fees, and there are certain terms that are set up by the employer. The problem with doing this is, when you take that money out, that means it's not growing and compounding for your future.
But what about
so
the age
you
thing? What's the age thing? Tell us before we go to a break.
You can, well, the age thing is that if you don't pay it back and you're over 59 and a half, then you will only owe tax on that money. Mm-hmm. If you do not pay it back and you are under age 59 and a half, mm-hmm. you will not only owe taxes, you will owe a 10% penalty mm-hmm. on that money borrowed.
So this is the tricky part, folks. These are the tripwires. These are the good, the bad, and the ugly. The money may be available to you if you need it, but there are all kinds of taxable events and penalty events that could happen. And so this is why you don't want to do anything. Don't take any steps with any of your retirement plans until you know about, you know what your options are. And that's not only, you know, the fiduciary of your plan, but also your own tax professional. You got to know about that. And we're going to come right back and talk, get some more into this with Barbara Freedberg after the break. It's 20 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. So keep it up, quench my
desire, and I'll be at your side. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.